With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Iran struck the U.S. Embassy in Saudi Arabia's capital with a drone early today as it continued to target areas around the region. Here's correspondent Haya Panjawi with an update.
Iranian state TV says strikes caused two explosions at a broadcasting facility in Tehran, but said no one was injured. Iran's ambassador to the International Atomic Energy Agency told reporters that airstrikes targeted the Natanz nuclear enrichment site on Sunday. Israel and the U.S. have not acknowledged strikes at the site, which the U.S. bombed in the 12-day war between Iran and Israel in June. Israel says it's targeting the leadership in nuclear infrastructure. Iran says that it has not enriched uranium since June, though it's maintained its right to do so and says its nuclear program is peaceful. I'm Haya Panjwani.
President Trump warns Iran about any larger strikes as the U.S. urges Americans to depart the region. House Speaker Mike Johnson says Israel was planning to act on its own concerns about Iran's mid-range weapon buildup, and U.S. intelligence supported acting to head off any other counterstrikes.
If Israel fired upon Iran and took action against Iran to take out the missiles, then they would have immediately retaliated against U.S. personnel and assets. We have troops in harm's way, and we have many Americans in the region, and that was of a great concern.
Senator Mark Warner, the ranking Democrat on the Senate Intelligence Committee, says he has a very different take than Republicans on the U.S. attack.
There was no imminent threat to the United States of America by the Iranians. There was a threat to Israel. But if we equate a threat to Israel as the equivalent of an imminent threat to the United States.
This is SRN News. Colorado Democrats want to legalize prostitution.
The bill would remove all criminal penalties for the practice and void all local laws against it. Maine has decriminalized prostitution, but so far no state has made it fully legal everywhere within its borders. The four Democratic sponsors of the legislation, three of whom are women, claim that the measure would improve the health and safety of prostitutes. At this point, the bill's fate in the Colorado legislature is uncertain. Michael Harrington reporting.
Two women living as men are suing Kansas over a new law that bars them from changing the gender on their driver's licenses. The women, who are being represented by the American Civil Liberties Union, claim that the statute violates rights to privacy, personal autonomy, and due legal process guaranteed by the Kansas state constitution. The plaintiffs also challenge new enforcement provisions for the state's three-year-old policy of barring people from using whichever restroom they choose. This is SRN News. They say any landing you can walk away from is a good landing, but what about those landings you have to swim away from?
The small plane took off from an airport on Long Island, New York. It was airborne 50 miles or so north of New York City when something went terribly wrong and the plane wound up in the icy waters of the Hudson River off Newburgh. Emergency responders rushed to the scene, only to find the pilot and passenger had already exited the plane and swam to shore. They were sent to the hospital with minor injuries, and the FAA is investigating the crash. Rich Thomason reporting.
U.S. Olympic golden goal scorer Jack Hughes was back on the ice in the morning after he and his brother Quinn appeared with the women's captain Hillary Knight on The Tonight Show, starring Jimmy Fallon. The whirlwind tour is over for now. Hughes is ready to get back to work at his day job, playing in the NHL. More of these stories at SRNNews.com.